than my judge for your benefit. My name is Luke Fokilemoseki.
Read it slowly because I have to write that down.
My name is Luke Fokilemoseki. Chapter, the first thing is on page 2. 1, there is an item called the Chaperson's Overview. There's no details. I don't know if you want to adopt a report that just don't detail anything around that. That's the first thing. The second thing, Chaperson, this is a committee report. Now, if it's a committee report, in my view, it must also entail the names of your members. What it has here is names of your supporters as chairperson and co-chairperson. But in terms of your members, they are not there. I therefore recommend that it must add those details.
Thank you. You know, again, the standard sort of format, now I don't know in these committee reports if the names of the members are listed. Can we just, Mike?
Chairperson, I could just add, you are right. The EASA standard does not include names of each member of the committee. None of the reports do. None of the annual reports do. So just be the chairperson and his support staff for these reports.
Are we satisfied as far as that one is concerned? As far as I think this whole thing of chairman's overview, or chairperson's overview, I think we must just scratch that out because this is a report by the committee and it's not a personal report by myself. So let us just scratch that out. Mr. Sichaka?
I agree with my colleague. In saying that, you know, in life there are conventional things, but conventional things doesn't mean that they can't be changed. But the issue of saying that they are the team that the report is talking about is not there. I mean, it's not a true reflection of what has to happen. Now, in the National Council of Provinces, that wisdom of the format was changed. It was said no, it must be like this. Was it within the team of officials and they find that they get imposed on members. Sometimes members are uncritical about it, they don't accept as a norm. Now I'm saying I think must let's change even this one to include members of the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. There's an opinion by our deputy chair.
I mean, how
do our members feel? It's not a big issue. Yeah, John?
No, I don't have a problem with it. I was wanting to know who is Mr. Sheikh. Is he the co-chair? I mean, there's reference later on to the deputy chair. You know? I've actually got a problem with this document in front of us. I mean, you know, I don't know who drew it up, but I don't think it's correct that a document of this quality gets tabled before us for adoption. I mean, it's not saying very much anyway. But I mean, you know, so the mistakes, the numbering, the absence of other documents, support documents, I just think that we're not being taken seriously.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pity. You should have seen the document originally before us. I can assure you quite a lot of work has gone into just to get the document as it is. We must decide. I mean, is a report like this just a concise report? Is it an elaborate report? Our elaborate report is really... that the report which was tabled, which the document refers to, which was tabled in November. So should we, as far as our meetings are concerned, is it expected that we go into more detail? That's why we decided to rather have a to-the-point, concise report as far as the activities of the committee during the year is concerned. But again, if our members are unhappy with the present format, we must look at it.
No, Chairperson, I think you're right. Some of us were not here in the last meeting because of other commitments. But you see, the point raised by Comrade JJ is very, very important. The quality of the document leaves much to be desired, Chairperson. You know, when you write a report, you need to be very consistent about what you say. So there is inconsistency. In your where it talks about your chairperson, talks your chairperson and your co-chairperson, but at the end it leaves your co-chairperson. And like what he said earlier on about the resolution that must be adopted. You know, this is a joint committee, chairperson. A report of this nature does not only end in the MA, it also goes to the NCOP. So it must actually reflect as a report of the joint committee, not a report of So I would therefore suggest, Chairperson, that if we are meeting in a very short space of time, I don't know, maybe next week, Friday, you must give yourself and another speaker, technical team, just to rework on this thing and finally, based on what you have just said, then we adopt it next week. That will be my recommendation.
Thank you. I am going to ask, because we'll come back next week and our members will still not be happy. I do think that if we've identified where we would like elaboration, that we state that we would like, or changes, as far as the whole issue of the deputy chair is concerned, I've got no problem having a co-chair in this committee, but the joint rules are very explicit in establishing this committee that we have a chairperson from the one house and a deputy chair from the other house. And that is why we then changed to be consistent with the rules of Parliament that it is a chair and a deputy chair. So if there should appear a reference to a co-chair, we will have to change that. Chacha?
I think the issue is obviously we must follow what the rules say. The problem is that the document, the report we are being asked to, or we are considering we are being asked to adopt on page 2 has a co-chair. And it again goes to the quality. I assure I wasn't here last, I don't know what was produced last time. But still, this is not a draft report that is fit to serve before a committee of parliament.
Because I think that we haven't got the right report before us. And I did ask the Secretary to hand up. Thank you, Mal. Please ask you just to dispose of any other draft copies so that we have just one copy in front of us.